The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 this is DJ Zay here to bring you some good vibes for a short time here on Social X. Let's talk about it. This week's episode, y'all, is called Just Do It. You guys are with DJ Zay. Let's get into it. This is one for y'all who need to get out more and try new things. You guys just got to do it. Just do it. Like Nike, you know? You guys just got to put yourselves out there a little bit more. I know we've kind of already touched base on butterflies and how to be a social butterfly. But in terms of just doing it, you just got to not think sometimes. Sometimes that's okay. And we're in college. It's okay to just wake up one day and decide, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do something new. I'm going to put myself out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's a good thing. And we just put ourselves in a place where we do something that we never thought we were going to do before. Story time. So one time I woke up. And I knew that my friends had planned to go to, like, Discovery Kingdom or Six Flags, whatever you guys call it. And I was kind of like, yeah, I'll see. I might go. I definitely was not planning on going. I honestly just don't like roller coasters. I think that they are and forever will be death traps. That's truly my heart, soul, believe in. And I just woke up that week, and by the way, I spent the whole week dodging their calls, and they were like, are you coming? We got to get the tickets. And I was just being so annoying. I was being that guy in the friend group, and I honestly was just, like, scared to tell them, you know, like, guys, I'm afraid of heights, and I don't really like roller coasters, and I don't want my stomach turned upside down. And it was funny to me because, you know, I'm the one to usually be like, you didn't text me back within 24 hours, you're dead to me. So for me to just completely dodge their calls was like, it was out of the norm for them. And they were, they came to my house, I think prior 2 days before, and they didn't tell me they were coming. They wanted to check up on me because they thought I was, like, dying. And they were like, what's wrong? Are you okay? They literally just walked into my house. Some of my like high school friends at least have, like, keys to my house, because that's what true friendship is, trust. And so they walked in, said hello to my mom. Some ate, you know, at the breakfast table with us. And as soon as my mom left for work, they were like, what is wrong with you, Zay? Like, what? We've been calling and texting you all week. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And they're like, so are you going to go to Six Flags with us? Are you reading the group chat or what? I was like, yeah, I am. They were like, so are you going to go? Are you going to go? Like, who's driving? All that stuff. Like, do you have money? It's like, what's the problem? And I was like, oh, no, I will not be going. I will not be going to the Six Flags or the Kingdom of Discovery with the animals and the whales and the dolphins that flip. I won't be joining you for that. And they were utterly confused on why the heck not. And I was like, see, I have this fear of my feet not being on the ground, and so therefore I will not be joining you in the roller coaster riding. And so I thought it upon myself to not joyeth the friends on this adventure, but maybe on the next. And they weren't too hot about that. They're like, that was, like, you know, your whole reason to dodge our calls and stuff. And I was like, I was honest with my friends, because I'm honest with my friends, guys. And I was like, guys, I just don't want to go to, like, amusement parks aren't my thing. And I just had to do it. Nah, they made me do it, but sometimes we don't always have those friends to make us do stuff. So I definitely had to just, you know what? I woke up that day as soon as I was, like, done telling them I'm not going into discussion. Are we hanging out now, or are you going to finish eating my breakfast at my house? And then that was kind of the end of discussion about it. They weren't too hot about it. But I woke up the next day, and I was just like, you know what? I don't have to get on a roller coaster, you know? I don't have to do that. I just, my fear of just, one, heights, and a fear of, like, just embarrassing myself, and that's really what keeps us from doing things, is the fear of, like, you know, that unknown of, like, the reaction of other people around us. If I want to start playing hockey, you just got to do it. If you want to, like, start painting and you don't even know if you're good at it yet, just do it. Just try it out once or twice, you know, practice your craft, hone your craft, then you'll learn. But, like, if you're scared of, like, your mom being like, oh, no, my son doing hockey? Oh, that's too dangerous. Absolutely not. You gotta try it. You know, you're something about that hockey, something about the puck or the stick or the ice, something is calling you to it. You just gotta try it. Just do it, you know? And if you're painting and you're like, man, that canvas just needs to, I just need to throw something on it. I just need to throw some red on it or something. If it's calling to you, just do it. If it's something that you just want to try, that you've always been wondering, like, would I be good at this? I think I'm good at this. I want to do this. You just gotta, what? Guess what? Say it with me. Just do it. So if you need to get out there more and try new things, like I did, I just woke up, I went with my friends. I swear to God, I did not plan on getting on. No, roller coaster, guys. I did not like it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just stay here and I'm going to wait for you guys to go on the roller coasters. And I felt really bad going to the music park, like driving there, because I was like, they're going to get on roller coasters and I'm not. And they're going to make fun of me and I don't want to do this and I want to be here and I don't want to be me. Well, I went there. I ate a churro. I got on the roller coaster. I threw up. I did throw up. I was one of those people that threw up while on the roller coaster, and it was very embarrassing. We're not gonna get into that. That's a different podcast for a different day. But it was very scary, and I'm really glad that I ended up doing it now that I'm looking back at it, because, you know, why not? You know, just I just did it, and it's something for me and my friends to laugh about. And I didn't die. I was thinking, I was like, okay, I have a life insurance plan. My Pokemon card collection is ready and steady to go in case of anything happening to me. And my mother knows what to do with me if I'm gone. So what could go wrong? So yeah, you just got to do it and put yourself out there. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can just do it by putting ourselves through it.
So, let's talk about how to get through it with a just do it attitude.
Guys, by the way, I'm not like copywriting or anything. I'm not talking about Nike, but I am. But I'm not, but I am. So, you kind of get what I get. And so, the just do it attitude is like the most important thing to know about it is that you have to be relatively clear about what you think is wrong, right, and wrong. And whether you yourself live up to the standard. Does that kind of make sense? Because so you can't be afraid of failure because you have to be more worried about not trying. And so therefore you have to put yourself out there before you even have a split second to think, oh crap, I'm not going to do this because I'm not going to win. I'm not going to succeed. I'm not going to increase my skills. You just have to do it and be like, I'm going to try my best and I'm going to make that mark. I'm going to make that goal. I am going to succeed. I am going to increase my skills. You have to think of those things. It's like sort of just do it is basically just pretty much having a positive attitude. The best possible positive outcome. That's what's most important. The second thing is that you should give something through consideration. Like thinking about doing something and thinking about doing something. That kind of doesn't make sense. So the thought of doing something, like I'm going to do my podcast and turn it in early, and thinking about, oh crap, I need to do my podcast and turn it in early. When am I going to have time to do that? When am I going to have time to like make it and sit down in a quiet place and talk for 15 minutes and just edit? And then I have to, make it pretty, and then I have to turn it in, and then I have to make sure it gets in before 9 a.m. today. It's like, that's doing too much. I just wasted what, like 20 seconds of, instead of just doing it, I just wasted 20 seconds pretty much thinking about literally nothing. I just need to do it and turn it in. That's the end game here. And so like, if you know, you're a multitasker like myself, like DJ Zay, you can kind of just do it. You can just pick it up and, you know, get to it. And so don't look back. And once you're sure, you're sure. You know, like, okay, I know I want to try this. I know I want to do this. I know I want to win. I know I want what I want. Then do it. Just do it. Take what you want. Like, assert your dominance. Not masculine dominance, because that's toxic. That's a topic for another episode. But, you know, assert that, you know, how you feel and what you want is how you want it, if that makes any sense. Like I said, guys, DJ Zay is not a professional. He's not like no therapist or nothing. He's not a life coach yet, but I'm pretty sure if I want something, I'm gonna do the best I can in my abilities to just do it. So is there science behind developing a just do it attitude? Is there like, usually I Google and usually I do some research to actually give you guys some, like, you know, doodle research, but there's no science behind a developing a just do attitude. It's just, you got to do it. You got to think positive. You got to think like a winner. And I think that's actually like why Nike chose the just do it and like made it such a big thing that it is today in society, because everyone just wants to do it. They just want to get that raise. Everyone's, if you want a raise, just do it. If you want to pursue music, just do it. If you want to act, I personally, DJ Zay is looking. So if you got a role that you think I'd be good at, hit me up. Now, if I want to be an actor, I'm going to just do it. I'm just going to pursue it, you know, and I'm going to be it, because the most successful people believe in their dreams and they do it. They do work hard. They go to the far lengths. And you know what? They end up always and pretty much always being successful. No matter the roadblocks, no matter the criticism, no matter the fear of embarrassment, they just have to do it. Because if it's calling you, there's no way you're going to be able to resist it. Temptation is a powerful, powerful thing. And if something is calling to you, you can't ignore it. Because that is what kills you ultimately, is ignoring your passions. It's ignoring, you know, oh, I wish I had done that. And that's called regret. And you don't want to regret anything in your life, because trust me, like, I don't honestly don't trust me. I'm only 19, but regret is not worth it, because when I'm 80, I don't want to like leave this world, and I'm not going to get religious, but I don't want to leave this world thinking, I really, really wish I turned my podcast in on time. I'm going to be like, you know what? I turned my podcast in on time and I'm proud of that. So that's the attitude that you want to have. So yeah, just do it is a tagline that everyone must adopt and should adopt. Honestly, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Definitely not going to do that. But like, thinking is tiring, and honestly, taking too many unimportant decisions worsens your judgment, and it just wastes time. And overthinking leads to indecision. Indecision will lead to, well, nothing. So I can keep going on and on. Like, worst case scenario, what's going to happen? Like, and then your mind isn't going to like click and be like, oh, this is going to happen. I mean, when I was getting on that roller coaster, for me, it was like, oh, what's going to happen if I get on this roller coaster? And, you know, to me, quickly, because I'm a quick thinker, I'm a visual thinker. I see roller coaster. I see high. I see, you know, in the sky. I see me twisting and turning, and then I see me falling and dying. Like, to me, that was overthinking. And then by the time I was actually doing all of that, I was literally at the front of the line of the roller coaster. And they, you know, at that point, you know, it's too late. So, you know, and I did it, and I threw up because I had that churro, and it was really greasy, but I did it. And now I can say I did that because that's something I've always wanted to do. It's something I'm scared to do and won't do again, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. So thank you guys really and truly for listening to this podcast. And honestly, just if you're sticking with me, if you're on this fifth episode now, I really appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening, tuning in with DJ Zay. Now, hopefully you guys can just get out there and just do it and just listen to my podcast next week. DJ Zay out.